Well, let's have a word of prayer. The tag today is Magnify the Lord with Me Monday. God is so good, and it comes from Psalms 34 and 3. And let us exalt His name together. Together we can do it. We can do damage to the devil. Okay, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we just come to You this Monday morning to just tell You thank You so much for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve You. Lord, we thank You for what You've done for us in the past. We thank You for what You're doing now, and we thank You for the future, Lord God. We thank You that the best is yet to come for us. We thank You, Lord, that we can lift Your name on high. We can praise You. We can love on You. Hallelujah. As much as we want, as long as we want, Father God. And, Lord, You live and You inhabit the praises. You live in our praises, Lord. And we love to praise You. We want to praise You. In the name of Jesus, we go praise You today, Lord. We're going to continue to have praises on our lips. For You, Lord, magnifying You, glorifying You, lifting You on high. We love You with all our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our strength, Lord God. And we thank You for another chance to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy in Your sight. Father, we thank You so much for Pastor Hughes and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, who You gave the vision to, Lord, and they said yes to Your will. Lord, we thank You for them. We just ask that You will bestow a special blessing upon them today, Lord. Continue to take them to higher heights and deeper depths in You. Continue to grant them the desires of their heart, Father God. And we won't fail to praise You, Lord. Grant them their needs, Lord. Give them their needs today. You know all about it, Lord. And we just ask that You have Thine own way. Thank You for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, for without them, it wouldn't have been a Pastor V. It wouldn't have been a Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord God, and it wouldn't have been us, Lord God. But we thank You, Lord, for connecting us. We appreciate You, Lord, and we want to do all that You have chosen us to do as a whole in the name of Jesus. Thank You for my sisters and my brothers on the call, Lord. Continue to bless them richly and grant them their desires. Now, Father, bless the speaker as they come forth, Lord. Have Thine own way. Speak to our hearts, Lord, and we will forever give You the glory. Let the word be hid in our hearts that we won't sin against You. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we love You so much, and we need You. Continue to have Thine own way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. To God be the glory for the things You've done and for what You're doing. Lord, we truly magnify You this day. In Jesus' name, we love You, Lord, and we need You. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Wanda?
Loud and clear. Take it away. God bless you all.
God bless you. Thank you so much, woman of God, for giving us our tag for the day. Oh, magnify the Lord with me Monday, and thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here on the West Coast in Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings and welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. We thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Our co-founders for the Master Call are Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And this call has been moving forth mightily every Monday through Friday since October the 25th of 2010. We are approaching our fifth year, and we are excited about the way that God has been enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives here on the Master's Call as we begin our day. We do have a website for our call, and we invite you to log on to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and you will see that all of our messages have been archived from the inception of this call, and we invite you to just share that website on your social media page and invite others to join you on the Master's Call each and every day. Also, we do have an email. So on Fridays, we normally open up our call to hear your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. But maybe there's something going on before Friday, and you need us to be in agreement with you. Or maybe you've been sitting here at the table, and God is pushing you and purging you to do something different in this season. And so if you are interested in being a greeter or a host on this line, if there's a message that you have that you want to share with the masses, then we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will truly and definitely respond to you. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call with Platinum President Dorothy Cook and so many other leaders from Artists International. Right now we are in preparation mode. We are 1 week away from our transformation, our 90-day transformation challenge that you have the opportunity to win up to $50,000. Okay, yes, I said $50,000. And if you want to know more about that challenge, then get back with the person that invited you to this call so they can share with you how an appointment with artists can change your life. So I hope you have your pencils and your pens, your tablets ready, because right now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning, Minister LaShawn Renique Shelton, she is from Jamaica, Queens, New York. She currently resides in Delaware. She graduated from Delaware State University. And she is doing great things in the kingdom of God. She has 3 children that are in love with God. They attend Bethel AME, and they are very active in their church ministry. LaShawn is in the organized lay ministry to women and soon to be in the prison ministry. You can hear LaShawn on Miss Optimism Speaks Radio and is the founder of Awake the Champion in You Ministry. She believes that there's glory in every story. Her goal is showing others the way to reposition themselves towards integral God-ordained success. Her ministry touches self-esteem building, HIV prevention, drugs and gangs prevention, as well as ex-offenders and the homeless. She loves the Lord, and her favorite scriptures can be found in Psalm 19:14 and Matthew 28:18-20. And she will come this morning, and you will hear the Jesus joy that she has to share with you. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line this morning none other than my sister in Christ, Minister LaShawn Renique Shelton. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear. Woman of God, the platform is yours.
Amen and praise God for you. I tell you, all the way out there on the West Coast where I truly wish that I was at, because I tell you, California is where it's at. So don't be surprised if I knock on your door one day, Tiffany. Good morning, everybody on this Master's Call. I tell you, this is an amazing day, and I love to tag, oh, magnify the Lord with me Monday. Oh, magnify the Lord with me Monday. If we were in a group setting right now, or if I was in front of you right now, I would just ask us all to clap and do a high five and magnify the Lord with me always, because he is always there for us. Magnify him always, in all ways. Magnify the Lord with me because he is worthy. Magnify the Lord with me because he is awesome. He is sovereign. He is life. He is the Alpha and he is the Omega. He is the author and finisher of our state. So I love that tag this morning. And I look at God and I say, God, you know, when you have a plan for us and you have us on that Jeremiah 29:11 journey, we don't know what things look like, especially when things get gray and when they're kind of like uncertain and kind of bleak. And we just have to magnify him. And it's so amazing how God works, because that tag speaks to what he gave me this morning. So I just want to say thank you, God, and thank you for everything you're doing, not only for me, but for my brothers and sisters on this line. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. And God, thank you for using me this morning, this broken vessel, this woman of God who loves you so much, for allowing me to give this message on behalf of the throne room. I also want to say thank you to my mother eagle, our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I tell you, she will push you out that nest, but she won't let you hit the ground. She'll scoop you up before you get there. But because of that tough love and because of the understanding and mentorship, I tell you, we all on this line are able to grow in Christ through the blood of Jesus. And then I want to say thank you to Dr. Dimples, Dr. Miss Super Fantastic, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our other co-founder of this awesome call. And I tell you, her joy retreats are moving and shaking and changing lives of others. So God is using you in a mighty way. And of course, my TMC family, those of you on the line for the first time and those of you on the line for a while, I bless God for you. So this morning, I want to ask you, did you wake up on purpose? Did you wake up on purpose? As a matter of fact, if I had to name this message, it would be, did you wake up on purpose? So the scripture that we're going to come from is Matthew 5:13-16. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. And it says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its taste, how shall it be salty, and how should its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. Amen. Whew. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. I'm going to say that part again. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do the people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. I want you to write that scripture down, Matthew 5:13-16. And I'm also going to speak a little bit from 2 Corinthians 12:9-10, where it says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this morning thanking you, Lord. We thank you, God, for yet giving us another chance to get this right, God. We know right now you may not be pleased with all that's going on in our surroundings, but God, you are loving, God, and you are forgiving, God. So, Lord, we just magnify you in all ways. Always. Lord, I just ask that you decrease me so they do not hear LaShawn R. Shelton. They do not hear Miss Optimism Speech. They do not hear the author. They don't hear any of that. Instead, all they will hear is you. So God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh Lord, for you are my strength, my rock, and my redeemer. It is in Jesus' name that we thank you. Amen. So again, did you wake up on purpose? You know, there are two definitions of the word purpose and on purpose. The one that we all know is the reason why something is done or created, or the reason why something exists. The more popular one is intentionally. Did you break that on purpose? Did you wear that outfit on purpose? Did you hear what he said? Did you say that on purpose? Those are the main definitions that we know. And if we add the word on purpose, again, that really speaks to intentionally. That's something that you did with a premeditated thought. That's something that you did that was planned out. You know, you already knew in your heart, mind, and soul, you were going to do that. So my question to you is, are you sure? Did you wake up on purpose? For those of you who think that their alarm clock, your cell phone, your significant other, your kids, the sound of birds chirping, if you thought that that was the reason why you woke up, I want to remind you that that is not. The reason why we are here this morning, because God has given us another chance. We're here this morning because we knew that our problems did not have an expiration. They have an expiration date, and it did not define who we are or where we are going. The reason why we woke up this morning is because God said to us, it is time for you to get up and do my work, my great and loyal servant. So when we wake up in the morning, we have to make sure that we wake up on purpose. And it's like a kind of a double entendre on words, because all of us want to make sure that we wake up on purpose. But the word purpose is the operational word, the determinant factor of what we're talking about this morning. I bet you a dime to a donut if you put an alarm clock or a child screaming or anything else by a tombstone, that person will not wake up in the physical. But I'm telling you, when God speaks to us, no matter what our afflictions look like, no matter what the doctor may have said, no matter what it looks like on that sick bed or in that hospice bed or wherever we may have been, whether it was a spiritual sickness, whether it was a financial sickness, whether it was an emotional sickness, or whether it was a spiritual sickness, when God breathes life into us or into a situation, we are waking up on purpose. So let's go back to scripture where it says that you are the salt of the earth. For the salt lost its taste, how should it be restored? It is no longer good for anything else except to be thrown out and trampled under other people's feet. Now see, I dare to ask anybody, how many times or has there been a time that you felt that you lost your swag, that you felt that you lost your purpose, that you felt that you lost your groove, that you felt that, you know what, I've done all that I can and nothing is working for me. I've done all that I can, and then not being effective anymore. I've done all I can, and all the praying, and all the fasting, and all the tears. It just seems like it's not doing anything for me. Well, then, my brother or sister, you have lost your salt, and you have lost the taste, because you have to understand the only way that anything can be restored is through Christ Jesus. And we also have to remember that anything that we have with the word purpose attached to it means that you are going to go through a trial of tribulation. It's almost like a pledge situation. It's almost like a, okay, God is going to see just how bad you want something. Because you know when purpose is attached to your life, the enemy is not going to let you just go and win that race easily. He's going to make sure you trip along the way. He's going to make sure that there's a rocky road along the way. He's going to make sure that there's puddles along the way. He's going to make sure there's so many detour signs and yields and stops and under construction signs that you may want to give up. But God tells you that anything that must be restored gets restored unto him. And no matter how many times you felt like you were trampled under someone's feet, honey, I tell you that God has a way of elevating you to the point where you are looking at those same people who trampled over you, and they have to watch God give you a double, triple, or sometimes a tenfold dose for what you have been through. And he also says in the word that you are the light of the world. God didn't make no mess. God didn't make no junk. God didn't make anything that he would not be proud of. And although we are looking on our timeline and we see rainbows popping out all over the place, and although we're looking at our timeline and we're finding other flags popping all over the place, and though we may be looking on our timelines of life and we see racism and sexism and feminism and manism and all these other isms going on, we know that us, point to yourself and tap your chest and say, I am the light of this world. And because I am the light of this world, and God put me in the place where I'm at right now, I don't care what's going on, my light doesn't belong under a basket. It belongs on top of a stand so that I can illuminate others. You see, that's what they mean when they say, let your light shine, because God wants you to be able to live on purpose. He doesn't want you to stifle your gift. He doesn't want you to rearrange his plan. He doesn't need any of your help, my help, our help, and we all come together and sing kumbaya and say, let's change God's plan for me because I want my own purpose. It does not work like that. So the reason why I'm asking that you work on wake up on purpose, because a lot of times we want to say, some people say, well, why am I here? Do I really matter? I mean, like all of these millions and billions and trillions of people walking around, do I matter? Why exactly did God choose me to be here? And I'll be transparent enough to say I've asked that question plenty of times in the past. Why am I here, God? Okay, you gave me some beautiful children, but why am I here, God? Okay, yes, you gave me a degree, but why am I here, God? Okay, yes, you helped me write a book, but why am I here, God? Until you know what God has blessed you with, and until you know your God-ordained purpose, you're going to ask that question time and time again. Why am I here, and do I really matter? So question before we get ready to close, why am I here? The question would be, do you have the GPS that is God's proven system navigating your goals? You know, see, when we're not sure of our purpose and we look at our goals, sometimes we take our eye off the prize, as my mother would say, and we don't focus on God and his purpose for us, and we look at everybody else's success. Oh, I want to be like sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so because they got the car, they got the yacht, they go to trips every other week, they have this, they have that. We're looking at the natural instead of the supernatural. We don't know what sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so had to do in order to be blessed with that. We don't even know if it's a true blessing or if it was something that was given or obtained that's not through God's purpose. So we cannot put our GPS system based on somebody else's purpose or somebody else's book or somebody else's materialistic things. We have to set our GPS on God's proven system, our GPS on God's ordained plan for us. We have to set our GPS on what God has in store for us. Like he says in Jeremiah 29:11 all the time, I know the plans that I have for you, not the plans that you whispered in my ears through prayer that you wanted for yourself. The other thing is about value. Do I really matter? Are you being intentional or are you being substandard? Are you just waking up in the morning and laying there and just letting life pass you by? Are you waking up in the morning and you do the same old thing every day that does not include prayer, that does not include meditation, that does not include alone time with God and asking him what should you do that day? Does it not include helping others? Does it not include anything in particular besides the same mundane routine where you wake up, you get ready, and you participate in gossip, you participate in naysaying, you participate in dream vampiring? If you're doing any of that, you are not waking up on purpose. Because, see, if you're doing any of that, you're not boasting your weakness. You're not boasting anything but persecution of others. See, God tells you that he's going to be there for you during the insult. He's going to be there through your weaknesses. He's going to be there through your hardships, your persecutions, and calamities. But if you sit there and complain about that, you're not going to go anywhere. But if you look at it and pray and ask God which direction you should go, what ends up happening is all of that you've gone through becomes your breakthrough. All that test that you have endured becomes a testimony. And then what ends up happening is we must learn that the storm isn't always for us. The storm is to give the glory, the honor, and praise to God so people could see what he has picked us up from. You have to know and ask yourself, did I wake up on purpose? Did I wake up being intentional? I love when Minister Tiffany talks about being intentional, just going out there and just doing it. Just put a Nike check on whatever it is and just do it. If God has said, I want you to write a book about your struggles and what you've been through, just do it. Don't ask questions. Just do it. God, I don't know how to write. That's okay. Just do it. Lord, I never did well in English. That's all right. Just do it. Well, God, I don't know if I can do well in my artist business. That's all right. Just do it. I don't know if I'm good as a business person. That's all right. Just do it. Because God tells us that he is sufficient. My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. God is going to use you at your weakest point. You know, God's going to use you at that point because it's proven to the enemy, just like with Job, just like with Jesus. And yeah, you messed with my child, but look at them still giving me the glory, the honor, and the praise, hallelujah, and look what I'm about to do right now for them. Not only am I going to give them double, triple, and tenfold for their trouble, but I'm also going to let them magnify and be that light on the top of the hill so everybody can see where I have brought them from. Always remember that being a success in life has nothing to do with money. Being successful in life and knowing your purpose are two different things. You could be successful all day long but miss out on the glory from your purpose. You can have a raging success in life but still never know what God has put you here for. So my question to you is, are you really ready to walk out God's plans he has for you and wake up on purpose, or are you just content being where you are because you are there for no reason? In the peace, when all else fails and when mistakes happen, God is sufficient. Outer, give back to others because your testimony has nothing to do with you but for what you could do with others. And also having faith despite of and because of, because you are now waking up on purpose. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Minister LaShawn, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Praise God for you.
Praise God. What a powerful word on this Magnify the Lord with Me Monday. Thank you so much for speaking to us on purpose this morning. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Oh, God, we magnify your holy name. We thank you because you are God Almighty. We thank you because you are our creator and you are our refuge, God. We thank you that we find joy and strength in you. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. And we thank you for the position and the provision that you are providing to us on this day, God. So we just bow down before your throne, God. We are excited about elevation and anticipation of great things that will happen in our lives today. We thank you for Minister LaShawn, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would continue to increase in her life, that the favors, the blessings, and increase will be upon her and her family, Father. We speak right now that you would just restore her right now in the name of Jesus. Revive her and replenish her as she has empowered and enriched and enhanced our lives and spoke to us about purpose this morning, God. And we thank you for every person that has dialed into this, the Master's Call. And I know that you know the needs that they have, Father. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that they are all met. And we thank you that you are working all things out for our good, God, that nothing that we have is left undone, that nothing that we are going through is bigger than you, Father, because you are bigger than every situation. So right now, I lift up everyone who has experienced loss right now, Father, those that have lost loved ones that have passed away, Father. I pray for strength right now for them, Phyllis Carter and her family and any other families who have lost loved ones. I speak right now that you would just comfort and strengthen those families in the name of Jesus, Father. And I lift up Malachi and Joseph to you right now, Father. You know their situation, Father, but I know that you have already worked it out, Father. So as they go through the trials and the tribulations, Father, give them peace and strength and help them know that they are not alone, but that you are ever present with them, Father. And so I thank you for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will go out and do what it is that you would have us to do. And so we ask this question to you, Lord, right now. What is it that you would have me to do in this day? And we decree and declare that your will be done in our lives as we magnify you on this day. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare that these things are so in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Please listen to the replay of this call and pass it on. The replay number is 712-432-0075, and I'm sorry, let me take it back. That is the dial-in number, the replay, 712-432-1085, and the access code 957-677-POUND. We'll be heading over to the morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300, and the access code 539-598-POUND. Please go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that you are. Remember to come back to the Master's Call at this divine and appointed hour on tomorrow. And at this time, Minister LaShawn, if you could come back and give us our benediction for this Oh, Magnify the Lord with Me Monday. Thank you, Minister Wanda, for also seating us and greeting us today.
Amen and praise God. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear.
Amen. Did you wake up on purpose? Again, from Matthew 5 and 13 through 16, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? And I encourage you to read more from it. And also from 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, my beloved brothers and my sisters, be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Wake up on purpose. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, and the Lord lift his countenance up upon you and give you peace now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there, be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy and letting them know that you are a Christian, not by what you say, but by what you do. Have a great day.